Section 6, VAT. There was a welcome announcement from the Chancellor in respect of VAT registration in the 2007 budget. The registration limit went up from 61,000 to 64,000 from the 1st of April 2007. And the deregistration limit also went up from £59,000 to £62,000 from the same date. Remember, the deregistration limit is always £2,000 below the registration threshold. So a business must now apply for VAT registration at the end of any month if his turnover in the last 12 months or less has exceeded £64,000. The significance of the deregistration limit is that it allows VAT-registered businesses to deregister if their reasonable expectation of future turnover for the next 12 months is below £62,000. Voluntary VAT registration is sometimes popular and is taken by choice, and sometimes it's forced on a business by its customers, because dealing with unregistered suppliers can be just too difficult. The reasons for voluntary registration are therefore status, makes the business look bigger than it actually is, recovery of input tax, and that often happens when a startup business incurs lots of capital expenditure, as a safeguard against late registration penalties and interest, and as I've said, from customer pressure. The cash accounting scheme has been around for years, and that has also been upgraded from the 1st of April 2007. The £660,000 forward turnover limit has been raised to £1.35 million, so many more small businesses will be able to use this scheme. But once you're in, the 25% elasticity that operates above the threshold, now £1.35 million, before a business has to leave, is still there. It's all a question of monitoring your turnover at any point. The cash accounting system is an excellent scheme for both start-up and established businesses, and this beneficial increase will make its scope within the business world wider. It will also allow businesses to expand without having to worry about going on to invoice accounting. As far as the VAT fuel scale charges, we've had major reform in 2007. For a long time, there's been a discrepancy between the VAT treatment of fuel and the direct tax treatment. For some years, as we all know, the treatment for direct tax has been on the basis of CO2 emissions. And VAT has finally gone that way too. So this change, which comes into effect for all VAT returns which start on or after the 1st of May 2007, will align the VAT treatment of the private use charge with the direct tax treatment of such private use charges. The scale charge will therefore be determined by the CO2 emissions for a car. And just like the scale charge for direct tax, the CO2 emissions are in multiples of 5 grams per kilometre run of CO2 and are rounded down to the nearest 5. Bi-fuel cars with 2 CO2 emission figures will be able to use the lower figure. And for cars that are too old to have CO2 emission figures, there will be a table of prescribed emission figures that are based upon the vehicle's engine cubic capacity. Now, clearly there are going to be winners and losers here. Green cars do better. And the details, which can be found on Budget Notice BN55, show, for example, that a 1600cc petrol car with emission figures of, say, 167 grams per kilometre, and remember that gets rounded down to 165, will have a quarterly VAT charge of £36.19, and that compares with a pre-1st of May figure of £51.53 of VAT payable in a quarter. So, as I said, the green cars do better. As far as VAT and employers' rights to recover the VAT on fuel that's been incurred by employees, there have been some European cases in respect of that right. Both the UK and the Netherlands have suffered the indignity of infraction proceedings in front of the European Court, and as a result, the UK has had to change its law. Employers can still recover the input tax on fuel that has been purchased by employees, provided that the actual cost of the fuel that is used by the employer can be recognised. In practice, this means the employee keeping petrol receipts for at least the amount of the claim and pinning them to the expense claim. In respect of claiming VAT back on flat rate expenses, that needs a slightly different treatment. So far, we've talked about an employer making private fuel available to an employee and using the fuel scale charges to compensate for that and to tax the private use. However, for flat rate allowances, the position is slightly different. If an employee is given a company car, but no fuel, and they use the advisory rates for the business miles only, and that's fairly common, then the input tax is reclaimable at 7/47 of those advisory rates by the employer. But if an employee has no company car at all and uses his or her own car for business, using the authorised mileage rates within ITEPA 2003, that's the Benefits Act, then the famous 40-25 system will come into play and the employer can reclaim the VAT in the petrol element of the flat rate. And for convenience's sake, that's probably going to be the advisory rate that we discussed just a moment or two ago.